I'm Irene Preklett. Many of us have pets, but most of us don't think what will happen to them if something happens to us. Barry Seltzer is a Canadian lawyer and the co-author of Fat Cats and Lucky Dogs.
Sadly, many thousands or tens of thousands of pets, I would venture, are euthanized as a result of people not taking care of them. In fact, I had a case where a woman called me on a Friday, very, very late on a Friday evening, and asked me to come and do a will for her because she wanted to take care of her three cats, and these were the only companions that she had in her life. She had no living relatives, and she was terminally ill. And I offered to come down on that Friday, and she said no, she would meet me on the Monday. And by the Monday, she had passed on, and her pets had been removed from her home.
Seltzer says it all starts with some personal planning.
And part of that process would include a determination of who you have obligations of support and care to. And it wouldn't only be children. It might be, you know, spouse, former spouses, and certainly any animals that you have. And some people have exotic pets, and by that I mean pets that outlive the normal pet expectancy. And you would find, for example, a koi fish, when it starts out as a fingerling, may be purchased by a grandfather and then subsequently given to a son who then passes it on as a legacy to a grandchild, and they can live 100 plus years.
But this isn't like some high-profile celebrity cases that see pets inherit millions of dollars.
We're talking about determining a sum of money that would defray the veterinarian costs and care and food for a particular pet based on the pet's longevity, so that when you give your pet in Canada to an individual to take care of, the caretaker will not be out of pocket at the expense of doing that. And it's reasonable and it's not unrealistic. And, you know, people that don't understand that when you explain it to them, they sort of see the light in the sense that it's logical and acceptable. So the first reaction is, oh my God, that's ridiculous. And the second reaction is, well, gee, you know what, it makes some sense.
That's Barry Seltzer, co-author of Fat Cats and Lucky Dogs. You can find out more about the book at fatcatsandluckydogs.com. I'm Irene Preklett. Weekend Business continues at 26 and 56 here on 680 News.